Richie's wins at Edinburgh Fringe. Tom Jones has a health scare and Broadway shuts down for Hurricane Irene. It's Monday the 29th of August. Adam Riches has been declared the 31st winner of the Edinburgh Comedy Awards. Judges praised his trademark mix of character comedy, anarchic stagecraft and a fearless level of audience engagement. Others nominated for the top prize were Andrew Maxwell, Chris Ramsey, Sam Simmons, Nick Helm and Josie Long. The prizes were presented by last year's Best Comedy Show winner Russell Kane, a musical performer and 2002 nominee Omid Jalili. Previous winners include Lee Evans, Steve Coogan and Al Murray. Nika Burns, producer of the Foster's Edinburgh Comedy Awards, said congratulations to Adam Riches, who is utterly original, extremely funny and a huge talent. Riches described his comedy as fast-paced character comedy with a lot of audience interaction. He said he expected to get an electronic tag for his comedy rather than an award. The comedian, who has performed at the Edinburgh Fringe 5 times, said he had spent a long time in shadows and this could catapult him into a whole new other world. And the singer Sir Tom Jones cancelled a Saturday night concert in Monaco on doctor's orders. His spokesman said Sir Tom, 71, was suffering from severe dehydration but denied earlier press reports of a heart scare. He spent Saturday night in hospital in Princess Grace Hospital in Monte Carlo, where he was said to be well. And Broadway shows have all been cancelled when New York braced itself for the full force of Hurricane Irene to strike. All musicals and plays on and off Broadway shut on Saturday. The safety and security of theatre goers and employees is everyone's primary concern, said Paul Libin, chairman of the National Trade Association of the Broadway League. The theatre closures became inevitable after New York officials ordered the city's transit system to shut down. Refunds on exchanges were being made to disappointed would-be audience members. The shutdown in the event of an emergency is the first since the blackout of 2003, which affected 50 million people in North America and Canada, caused by the sudden failure of FirstEnergy's Eastlake plant. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of your entertainment news. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter @AndyMalarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.